that is now pausing us.
Yes, now it's recording
and
pause it.
Continue and pause.
And pause there as well.
After the budget vote, And then there is the interministerial committee that is dealing with an integrated resource plan, which we also intimated that we need to have a joint meeting with the Committee of Energy to tease out those issues so that we understand what is going on there. The other issue is we spoke about ESCOM funding model. Just before, during, and after the issue of tariff hikes, we were saying that we need to have a comprehensive understanding of how ESCOM should be funded. So, what part should be tariffs, what part should be equity injections, what part should be partnerships, etc. And we said that both ESCOM and the minister will have to come and talk to us about the funding model. Now, because of the recent load of the World Bank, I thought that we can take that comprehensive. I must also say that I received a letter. In fact, even before I received a letter from Mr. Freyland, the media called me last week to say that DA is making a proposal, not DA, sorry, ID, about this. And my response to them, I just said to them, I don't develop committee programs through the media and with the media. So, but I think that if we want to, we can link up those issues of the funding model of ESCOM with the World Bank to understand it, the World Bank loan, its implication, if need be, but you feel you have the right to undo the whole program or sections of it. And then the other one, we had a meeting with Transnet on the National Infrastructure Plan, together with Transport and DTI and Economic. They were saying we must ask the minister to come and brief us on the World Bank loan to ESCOM. So the last one would be a follow-up on the meeting we had previously on the infrastructure plan. So this is just a draft program. I just wanted to draw to your attention that I derived it from the issues that we dealt with last term that we did not conclude, and the recent one will be this one. I see hands.
Yes, Madam Chair, on this draft program, the briefing by ESCOM on the contract for the smelters and the industrial clients, can we ask that ESCOM send the two representatives on Motraco, which is the distribution company where ESCOM has a 33% share in with Mozambique and with Swaziland, and that those people also come here, because obviously that is the company that is supplying the aluminium smelter Mozal in Mozambique electricity. That is also part of this, so if it's possible, we can ask those two representatives that are on the board of Matago to also be here, please.
Okay, look, if we want to do the draft program first, let's agree that we deal with the draft program and finish with it, and then do with the consideration of the budget vote. Is that what you are proposing?
No, Madam Chair, I just said while we are doing this program, some questions is going to arise about Matago, that we just make sure that those people are here, when otherwise we have to call them back here again.
No, it's okay.
So it's on the draft program, so it's a briefing by ESCOM on the contract with smelters. ESCOM has representatives on that Matago board, and I just want to make sure that they are here that same day when we talk about the contract of the smelters.
No, I do hear you. I don't disagree with you. I'm saying that I was just making you to understand how I derived the draft program. Now, I thought we would go to point number one on the agenda and then come back to point number two. But if you want us to start with point number two, that's okay with me.
Madam Chairman, since you placed the matter and you're discussing it, I think we're almost bound to follow up on point number two of the agenda. And all programs are exactly that, programs, and the unforeseen pops up and one needs to change the program. This World Bank loan is something that we did not discuss in this committee before. and it's of immense importance to the overall funding program of ESCOM. I'm given to understand, Madam Chairman, that there is a period of notice and comments in the World Bank loan, so that the loan has not been granted. It's been granted in principle. There are comments, and then it will be finalized. Political parties like the ID, surely the IFP, possibly the DA, are bound to make comments. And I think that it would be much better if, instead of doing it separately or politically, because it is an international matter, this committee were to be seized with the matter. We have a discussion, and possibly we can reach consensus, and we have a committee position, if there is a position, or perhaps the type of issue that we would be raising on this side of the table can be addressed here without having to project internationally the image of a divided house. On account of that, I would suggest, Madam Chairman, that it might be useful to bring forward the issue of the discussion of the World Bank loan and the funding program as a matter of priority. I know it's scaffold the program, but we also need to respond to what happens out there, when it happens, how it happens. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Are we dealing with the program now?
Yeah.
Okay. I will take a few hands and comment to Dr. Ambrosini's request later. I have seen Dr. Mangena, Dr. Burenhoff, Mr. Mokwena, Mrs. Bowman. Is your hand up?
Yeah.
Mrs. Bowman and Mr. Khailing and Mr. Van Dijk.
Dr.
Van Dijk. Yeah. Dr. Van Dijk.
We are honorable neighbors. Chair, my query is on the 27th of April, public holiday. Are we expected to come here when other countries are celebrating?
You see, I just gave the items to the committee section, and then they were working, you know, robotly, like from week to week. So thanks for that correction.
Well, I think it would be really a good example if we were
that would be very unpatriotic. Well, I heard that other committees will be working over the weekend, but I would say no to that day of the 27th. You can rather come a Sunday or a Saturday, but not on
the day. Russia patriotism was shown by working the extra hour.
This time we'll have to go and make did the office of the chairperson give us permission for the 27th?
Yeah.
They were also fast asleep like you. So we'll go and check the date of the 27th. Okay. Is that all, Dr. Mangena, you wanted to raise? Okay. Dr. Kornow?
No, the same issue. The parliament, if I remember correctly, goes into recess the 23rd of April and only returning on the 4th of May. So anything between that, we will have special permission to. So I'm covered on that point. On my note says on the first quarter program, we also mentioned the problem business unit at the NEL, DSA. And we also mentioned a oversight visit to Alex Corp. And we're postponing. As long as we just capture it in the next term then. And then the other one, I don't want to defend the department, but they still owe us a two-day winter school workshop or something. And that was supposed to be in the second quarter. Now it's not here, so I assume we move it to third quarter.
In fact, if other committees are going to meet over weekends, etc., I think we should consider the same, so that we don't keep on pushing things to the other quarter. I would suggest that all the issues that Dr. Kornhoff is raising, we must put them on the program and go and tie our luck and ask for permission to deal with them. Because now the tendency is we keep on pushing things further and further away. But thanks for raising those issues, Dr. Kornhoff. Who was next? Do you know yourself? Mr. Mokwe?
Yes, Chairperson. My point is linked to very much to what the Honorable Dr. Kornhoff has just said. I wanted just to find out whether it's the advantage of a 6 months absence from here. Mm-hmm. I only joined in, right? Sorry, not November, 6 months later. not that you should imitate what Allah people do, commit to do, but I would imagine it to do it. It would be advisable to have a strategic workshop. I hear you talk about the winter school. The purpose of which is to bring all parastatals under one roof. You should convene the meeting so that, you know, we can have a holistic presentation. Parastatal make a presentation. That will inform our total vision. Instead of calling them piecemeal one morning, 2 hours, they go away, etc. So we can have a holistic picture. That will have the obvious benefit of killing two birds with one stone and ensuring that we don't clog our dance for a long time. So typically, it would just really mean members must sacrifice an evening out. And the day one, we handle this, we have the first day. So in that way, we are more empowered to understand if it was actually open, instead of handling it piecemeal on an ad hoc basis. Because then in that way, then, you know, we don't actually have a total vision of where we are going with all these parastatals. So my suggestion is, yes, you did. You took an initiative to draw up this program here. But I don't think we should, without taking away from the goodness of that, but I think what we should do now is, let's telescope everything into a two-day workshop. What is Bay, wherever it is.
Telescope.
And, sorry?
Telescope.
We telescope the program. You can just put it all together instead of disaggregating it. Presentation after every 2 weeks, another presentation. So just telescope the whole thing.
But I'm looking at the lawyer, he doesn't understand
when
you say telescope.
I have the scientist here. Dr. Magena understands very much. Except that the mechanical way of doing it was that you pull this thing and then put it together. You telescope it. Well, language is dynamic and so on.
I think the two-day thing is intended to do that, but we did do that in May, actually.
Okay.
We did,
I was thinking
about it. But I think it will be advantageous for the members that have joined us. So if we can broaden the two-day, because in May we did only 5 big SOEs, we telescoped them in May. So if let's try to accommodate this thought to say whether we can re-telescope in a way to expand a little bit on the 2 day so that we give everybody the advantage of knowing, you know, being strategically replanning together again. I think it's a valid idea if members will agree. Okay. Thanks. I think it was Gloria. Are you next?
Yeah.
No, you after them.
I mean, I just want to concur with Honorable Ambrosini. I think that this World Bank issue is a very pressing issue, particularly if there is a notice period, and I think that we should probably try and look at bumping that up the program. What I also think, though, I mean, the briefing by Eskom on the contracts with smelters and industrial clients, I mean, this could either be a very long meeting or a very short meeting, depending on what Eskom's prepared to divulge to us. And I think we need to find out ahead of time whether they're going to simply come here and say this is all confidential and yes, we renegotiated and that's the case. I mean, if that is the case, then we need to think about how we're going to handle that. We could possibly look, though, at taking that one and joining it up with another one, either the World Bank loan or with the Integrated Energy Resource Plan, because obviously these issues are all linked. But it depends on, I mean, I just don't see this meeting taking too long, depending on what ESCOM's attitude is towards this, and we need to probably find that out ahead of time. So I would then motivate to bring the World Bank loan up to next week, possibly combine it with the contracts of smelters or move the contracts of smelters to the PC on energy and Integrated Energy Resource. If I can also just say, with the Integrated Energy Resource Plan, I was due to go to Joburg today, in fact. There's a workshop that WWF, along with the Energy Research Center, is running on a modeling program, which you can then use on your laptop to actually model different energy scenarios. And this will be extremely useful for us looking at the Integrated Resource Plan. going forward. And they said that they will be looking at doing one down in Cape Town as well. So we must just look at what date would be suitable. I think it would be extremely useful to those members that want to get that.
May I just first speak, before I take Gloria, may I speak to the World Bank thing? You see, I think we must be sensitive to the fact that the Eskom loan application was backed by government, was government application. And I think that we need also to be sensitive to the timeline, because when I phoned on the day after Eskom was granted, or the day after we all knew that Eskom will be granted this thing, I was made to understand that the Minister of Finance would actually be the one that would be signing, and that they are still discussing the conditions, etc. So I don't want us to hasten the issue of the World Bank. We must get an indication from government as to the readiness for the minister to brief us. Also consider that it's not our minister, although it was Eskom, it was a government-led, even the head of state was involved in the issue, including the Minister of Finance. So we must give them space for our minister also to be briefed off, to get involved, and give them a little bit of time. So I'm weary about next week. I don't think that next week is possible, but I think that it should be soon, but we will check with them the timeline of that. But I had been privy to integrated management, integrated resource plan briefing by the Department of Energy at another level. That will take almost the whole day. So I don't want us to couple that with anything else. Maybe the World Bank thing we can couple it with the smelters and but also on your behalf, I wrote to Eskom 3 weeks ago to say to them that they owe us this briefing on the smelters, and then I said to them, what amount of time will you need? They indicated that they will need half a day to brief us. But I think we can couple the two. But I'm just saying, let's not be too hasty on the World Bank thing. Let's be considerate to government and its processes. If this does not preclude parties or civil society from making notices or engaging with the World Bank on their own. But as Parliament, we cannot be seen to be, you know, I don't know, but we will await the readiness of the state. We will make them, we will let them know that we would like to have a briefing, but I think that we cannot rush them at this stage. But parties can continue and civil bodies to make their representations to World Bank. Mrs. Gloria, I'll come back to Mr. Ambrosini. Gloria?
Chairperson, yes, I'm glad you've spoken about that, but I think that could we also just find out about the comment period, that, you know, what we're talking about there as well. I don't know what the time frame is of that. I wasn't aware of that. So perhaps if we could find out about that. The other thing I want to say is that, you know, if we're taking out the 27th of April, we actually are going to be really pushing everything quite far out. So I think it is important that you do find out what the situation is. And it may be that this is the best day that we can have that anyway, you know, with the holiday coming in between. And then, the rest has been said, there's no point in me.
Okay. No, we will also find out, if anybody has more information about that, we can be briefed straight away here by members with knowledge, but we can ask that to the minister. We can, in the meantime, write a letter to the minister saying that we would like to be briefed in a later stage when government is ready to brief us, and also ask the question about this thing of comment, what is the process, and is there a deadline, and who can do it, and all those things. Dr. Ambrosini?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The point that you raised, in my view, really raises a fundamental issue of what oversight is all about. And I'm talking about the World Bank loan. If I understand you correctly, you say let government do its things, and then they will inform us. So if oversight is a matter of being informed after the fact to see whether they've done right or wrong,
We cannot say it isn't. It's one thing. If oversight is also the possibility of this parliament to deal with the policy issues underpinning fundamental actions, then it's a different thing. Are we to make an input in terms of critique, approval, disapproval after the fact, or do we have scope to make an input before the fact? The issue of conditions of the World Bank loan is fundamental to the future of South Africa. I can give you lots of examples, but I'll just mention on one. The whether or not this loan should be given to ESCOM or to ESCOM 2, a new company to be formed to run these nuclear plants in competition with ESCOM. That's an issue which we are going to be landed for the next 50 years. And I think it would be appropriate for us to discuss it as soon as possible, because we can give some input to the government, and it's a public enterprise issue, the one whether there should be ESCOM and ESCOM 1 or only the continuation of the existing monopoly. It's not a finance committee issue. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Mr.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think your intervention has rescued my thinking, because I was thinking of an oversight strategic approach. How do we approach our oversight on this loan? I think it's correct for us to have identified a need for us to do an oversight. But planning, as you have said, Honorable Shepherdson, planning for that oversight would mean that someone should come and brief us so that we can craft our way forward. Now, I think this meeting, therefore, is trying to identify that someone. Definitely, it cannot be ESCOM. It cannot be ESCOM. Whoever is going to sign for that loan should be the first in the line of coming to brief the committee, so that we exercise our oversight informed about how this loan has been processed. Thank you very much.
Yes. I want us to step off the scene. I think we should also be courteous. I agree with you, Mr. Sondo. We will also be courteous to the minister that we oversee as the first port of call to declare our intention that later, as time goes on, we would like to do this. And that interaction, I think, will further clarify us about the way to go. Now, we've spent, as I note, Mr. Khrelel, so I will go and do a bit of homework on behalf of the committee. I will write to our minister out of courtesy to send them the draft program and highlight the issue of the World Bank and or request a meeting myself with the minister, or either in writing, where they can clarify us about the possible timelines where we can interrogate these issues, and where exactly is it, was it our own minister, or is it was the people that signed, where we need to interact. So we have loaded our program with a whole range of things. We will go and apply for dates. The other thing that I want to note to the committee is that we should be willing, if we want to finish this program, we should be willing to meet outside our Tuesdays. Okay. Where mostly we'll try to make it during the week.
Mm-hmm. The Friday, but, or the Monday, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the weekend.
No, not
Saturday or the Sunday.
I can tell you the ANC is not going to grant us permission for Mondays. So let's work for Tuesdays. And the strategic working thing will be a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday possibly. Thanks. Thank you very much, members.
Chairperson?
Yes, sir?
Sorry, Chairperson. You will see on your list that you skipped me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't write any list.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Chairperson, the question. I see on this draft program till 11th of May. As far as I've got it, Parliament is still sitting till the end of May. And committees as well.
That's the understanding I also had, because I checked before recess.
Yeah.
I had the committee program, so I don't know what informed the cut of it. But remember, we have just loaded more things. I knew also that we were rising just before...
Before June?
Yeah.
Just before June?
Just before the World Cup.
Okay. Chairperson, now the reason why I mentioned this, you will recall that you appointed me and Dr. Koornhof with a previous meeting on a small work committee on that Transnet Second Device Pension Benefit Fund. We had a discussion, and we would like to propose that by next week, with our first meeting after this one, we made a small program how we should deal with this, taking into account the proposals by Mr. Boscati, that some of these people involved must come and appear before this committee. He mentioned the members of the trustees, a delegation from the pensioners themselves, a delegation from Transnet, and then also the committee decided also actuaries of Metropolitan who administer this whole pension fund. So we would like to put to the committee next week, Chairperson, a time frame for this whole issue, you know, for the rest of this year, and then also dates for the presentations. Now, the feeling is, Chairperson, because, you know, all people will deal with the same thing, but if you dealt every week with one, you might lose after 4 weeks what the first people said, that we will propose that possible on a specific day like you just mentioned, it might happen on an additional or an extra day like you just mentioned a few minutes ago. That will be the proposal to accommodate all of them on one day and then a discussion, say 1 hour discussion by this committee in conjunction with the legal department at the end of that presentation. So that we come to some sort of a decision on this and you know, a instruction or a request to the legal department. As we go into recess in the June, July, they have enough time in the legal department to prepare their homework to come back to us in the beginning of the third term, you know, with the proposal. So I will just with the permission of the committee through you, Chairperson, that we will submit this small program and request to the committee by next week. And then maybe if you can just put 5 minutes aside on our meeting next week, just with the assistance of our secretary to fit it into this program that is right in front of us. Thank you, Chair.
I think that's perfect, but I also think we must dispose of this matter as a matter of priority. So after next week, or 5 minutes, we should try to put it high on the agenda so that we set aside a day where we'll call everybody and dispose of it so that it goes out of our agenda.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, thanks. Let's now go to the consideration. Disang, is there anything you want to share with us?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Don't say yeah. You know this chat is from Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Good morning, honorable members. Regarding this report, initially the report that I've done, because the committee had not had that enough time to have really considered and delivered on the report. So the report that you had initially, it was a very brief one, which has not necessarily dealt with the detailed strategic plan of the department. So I have tried to include all the programs that the department has presented in the strategic plan, and how much each program has been allocated in terms of administration, because the budget vote was mainly for administration, except for two transfers to Alexco and thing. If I can take members through the report. What I've included is in the first page is the strategic plan of the Department of Public Enterprises, which is the I've given a big background on the mission of the department and which entities report to the department. On the second page, 2.1, the policy priorities for 2010-2011. I have not change anything apart from what the department has presented. And then the role of the state-owned enterprises in the economy, mainly the industrial policy, the role of the SOEs. And furthermore, in the second brush, that what the SOE support, how they support this and other national government departments. On 2.3, I have included the priority areas and expected outcomes for the department of which the committee will use when they look at the annual report at the end of the financial in August when they present. This is some of the outcomes we'll be looking at. And then I've done a budget summary of the department, of which the highlight is that the budget vote of the department has reduced significantly from 3.2 billion in the last financial year to 352 million, of which that which is mainly because of the there is no transfers to the bigger SOEs as usually happens. When you go to the program one, which is 3.1, which is administration, the program was allocated 101.2 million, which is mainly for administration. And I've also included what is it that the committee will be measuring them on, because they've got the outcomes that they need to deliver on. And then program three, which is legal governance and transaction, their outcomes also are listed there as per aligned to the different state-owned enterprises. Program, and then they have been allocated 54.4 million. Program four, which is the manufacturing enterprises, the purpose of that program, which is mainly to oversee Danel and Subcor. And the key outcomes for Danel, which they say that they would like to have an approved and aligned corporate plan, shareholder compact, annual reports, and effective board control, among other outcomes. And then with regards to the key deliverables for that particular program, for example, is the resolution of Danel's growing concern status and long-term solvency issues that they would like to dispose of. And then oversee Danel's turnaround plan and business growth strategy. They also put in detail as to what is that they want to do for Danel to ensure its overall strategy turnaround. And then they have been allocated 16.2 million. Program 5, which is transport and enterprises. The purpose of is to align corporate strategies and performance of Transnet, South African Airways, and South African Express Airways against government objectives. And then the outcomes are clearly outlined also in the report. What is that the committee, the program will do? And the program has been allocated 18.5 million. Program 6, which is joint project facility of the department, which is mainly for project management of a number of projects within the state-owned enterprises, and to coordinate cross-cutting projects that leverage the assets, activities, and capabilities of the SOEs to the benefits of the enterprises and the economy as a whole. I've also put down the outcomes for this program, which is project management of the department, and the program has been allocated 9.8 million. I have just from the meeting that we had and some of the issues that I've, some of them I have not necessarily included, of which I've left for the committee to make the observations and recommendations with regard to the strategic plan and what is that they would like to see the department implementing. And the committee, as per the rules and the new legislation, it can actually make recommendations with regard to allocations of the department. If the department does not, if for example the committee feels that a particular attention needs to be given to a particular SOEs with regards to appropriation, then the committee can make recommendations with regard to that. I'm not sure if I was clear, Honourable Members. Thank you.
The committee can do that as required by the new Act of Parliament, but we must also check time constraints, because there are processes that should follow once the committee says yes to this and no to this, and check whether in terms of
time, we have the liberty to do those kind of things. But I've seen Mr. Ambrosini, any other hand? Mr. Ambrosini, Mr. Van Dalen, Dr. Van Dijk, Mr. Mokwena. Laura, was your hand up? Okay. Mr. Sondo? No. Okay. That list of names, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The 2 billion rands guaranteed to the NEO, I don't think that has been mentioned. And I think that's the most critical aspect, because it is an obligation on the side of the state, even though it's not an expenditure per se, which needs to be registered, and it's the most significant thing that happens in our portfolio committee. Obviously, if they are resorting to government guarantees because their balance sheet doesn't allow them to raise the money commercially. Number one. Number two, Madam Chairman, colleagues, an untold number of people died to conquer the principle of no taxation without representation. We now finally have the power to give substance to the principle. And I suggest that we should use it. Power is use it or lose it, and it's a matter of setting precedence. I think we should change this budget. Even if we take 10 rands out of one item and we put it in the other item, let's get ourselves in the mindset to do so. Because this is the primary function as a committee, passing legislation and approving budget. And we are supposed to be, we want to be an activist parliament. And I think that if we can make the slightest change to this budget and we create the time frame and opportunity to do so, we will have begun a process which will enable us to do better the next time and put our teeth into this budget more and more deeply as years go by. But today, this year, we have the opportunity of taking this first step, and I really would suggest that we consider very seriously doing so.
Next on my list was Mr. Van Dijk.
Yes, Madam Chair, on this report that on page number 86, the committee raised concerns, most of which responded to satisfactory by the minister and the departmental officials. And then they say what those concerns were. Some of these must still be answered so I don't think it's right that they say it was responded to satisfactorily. I think we must take that out. Just the committee raised concerns, and that we wait until we find get all the answers, and then we can always change it. But I don't think we should put there that it was responded to satisfactorily, because we are still waiting for it.
You can say some of which were responded to and some of which were outstanding. Or we can just stop at committee
raised concerns.
Yeah.
And then these are the concerns we raised.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, Dr. Van Dijk?
Chairperson, yes. On point 2.2, on page 2, what I don't see on there are 5 bullets. But as, if I recall correctly, a short while ago in that document that was distributed by Parliament for the opening of Parliament and with the address of President Zuma, there was a document with former President Mandela on the front page and with an article from Public Enterprises where you expressed some issues there in that document. And you mentioned that the Public Enterprises, it's also expected from them to create employment and, to enhance the skills of people. And I didn't see in this bullet here. I don't think it was a personal view. I think that is an overall view of public enterprises. First, secondly, Chairperson, the research document from Mr. Moscati that goes hand in hand as background for this draft report. On page 3, it refers here that public enterprises, funds, capital that was transferred to public enterprises. But Chairperson, what I miss here is the 60 billion to Eskom
is not mentioned there on page 3. It's a huge amount. And the South African Airways transfer of 2.2 billion, I don't think that figure from the department is absolutely correct. As far as I know, they received more since 2004 than the 2.2 billion. And the total lack of ESCOM, 60 billion over the MTF period that was allocated by Minister Manuel just before he gave over to the Honourable Pravin Gordhan. So I just want to mention that as well, that maybe Mr. Boskaji must just, with the next meeting or sometime, you know, come and give us maybe figures that that reflecting the real transfers, because there's a problem. I've got a problem with this amount here. This is just for information. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. This document also did try to speak about skills development, but it says aligning, it doesn't say generating. Maybe we need to change the word align into, on page 2, the first bullet, under the department as a funding support program, so under the government. So it is listed, but it's listed under support of DPE to other, but not as DP itself overseeing SOEs in terms of a generating scale. But it's captured elsewhere. That can be a recommendation. But there is still dealing to ESCOM and the transfers to SAA. Remember, we are dealing with this current threat for this particular financial year. So I don't know, that we are not able to go back to the transfers that occurred in the previous financial year.
It mentioned here, on the paragraph, on page 3, it says here, since the 2004-2005 financial year, each of the SOE has received the following transfers, and then they mention it. And as far as I remember, ESCOM received that 60 billion from Treasury, as the SOE, in the 08-09 financial year over the MTF period.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you were saying if you are capturing this history, we must not omit the fact, as we have kept that history already there.
Yes, the history says here from 04-05 financial year.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jefferson, just on the heading of this draft report, I think you put the strategic plan is that period. Well, it's 2010, not 2010. But there's no date for the budget vote. I assume it's 2009-2010, or is it 2008-2009? The heading, because is it this one, 2008-2009?
I don't understand your question.
On the heading, it says the budget vote for what year? Vote 10. I'm seeking clarity for what year is that?
The incoming financial year.
It must be the current one.
Current one.
It can't be the incoming one.
We are now in 10-11 financial year.
No, we're now in 10-11 already.
By the way.
Yeah.
So is it 9-10?
10-11.
Remember, we're doing the budget vote, we're not doing the annual report. The annual report is looking at what the yes, the first plan and this one is looking forward.
Okay, and then on page 3, the figures that for the 352 million for 2010-2011, I just want to find where do you get that figure, because in the strategic plan, it talks a different figure. For 2010-2011, it talks 350,590. 3509590. It doesn't talk about 352.
So where do you get the expertise?
And number in the previous year it talks about that is a 2009-2009-10. On page 3 it talks about 3.2 billion. But in the figures here that the department gave us in the strategic plan, it talks for 2009-2010, 3.9 million. So can I just ask the secretary of the committee just to make sure that we quote the correct figures?
Let's correct them straight away.
No, I'm not sure where he got these figures from. So I can't judge on, if I know where the source is, I can judge it, but I don't know the source.
We
need to go to the strategic plan. This is a photo set of a presentation, a slide. All I'm pleading for, Chairperson, is that the source must be well researched and documented. That we don't quote 3.2 when we mean 3.9.
Mm.
We don't talk 350 million, but we mean 352 million.
Mm.
Then it's going to be a bad reflection on the
committee.
On the committee.
Yeah.
So can I just plead, we don't have to waste time now, that the source must be checked, where does the figures come from, and it must match.
Can you give me the permission to correct the figures again, the surplus, and insert the correct figures? Dr.
Ambrosini,
before you
address
this
from Gwena, I want one fundamental question to raise. There's a very drastic reduction from the far cry from 3.2 billion to 300 billion that we have ordered, so which is a 90% radical reduction of the budget. Now, if we as a control committee are expected to pass it, won't we have a very big backlash or cry from the parliamentarians that the U.S. Parliament against the Chinese standards are approved? Now, that leads me to another question. What actually informed this radical reduction of 90%? Because, it's unheard of. 90% reduction, it's really... To me, it will suggest that there will be a complete standstill of our paralysis of all these parasitas, these SOEs. That's number one. Number two is that I'm struggling to juxtapose it with the sustainability of each parasita. In other words, there should have been a report that says parasital A is already profitable. Does no longer need any fiscal injection. Parasitical B, same. This one needs 3 or 10 million, etc., etc. And when you add up all those figures, then you can say, oh no, all of them only need a total of 300 million or the parliament doesn't need more money. These parasitals are sustainable and take the money elsewhere. Now, my worry is if we in this budget would actually pass this, won't we be guilty of the religion of duty that we just mechanically say, yeah, that's all we need, 300 million. And then, June, July, throughout the year, then there's a collapse of some of these parastatals, and then the issues are going to, the requests are going to come for the parliament for supplementary budget. Oh, no, we realize we need more money now. Well, this is a fundamental one for the whole year. I'm just worried. It appears to be very perfunctory, so to speak. You know, it's too drastic. 90% is drastic. If there are 10%, one would understand, but 90% reduction. I'm just worried. I was not part of the strat plan. I don't know what even informed it. I would have loved the situation where, and I'm linking this with what I said, if we had a holistic strategic plan where all of them came together, they told us their vision, mission, etc., etc. I said, this is what we're doing, and this is how much money we need, and this is a shortfall. Then we take a little pen and just write. Paragraph number one, number two, etc., etc. So when they say to the minister, all we need is just 300 million, we wouldn't be surprised. But it is just a thunderbolt to actually say, Treasury is only about an appropriation of 300 million, and 90% out of the window. And we as a portfolio committee want to work within that collapsed ceiling of 300 million. And we stand there on Thursday and say, no, that's fine. We are proving this 300 million, that's it. Parastatals don't need more money. And then the wheels come off, they say, no, we're actually surprised that Parliament actually started our growth. That's my worry, Chairperson. And I'm not unmindful of the fact that, the caveat is sounded, that if we were to undo the whole thing, into what Dr. Ambrosino is saying, is that we need to turn that tinkering we'll have to follow the procedure. But I think as an elected parliament, a man has foreseen that it is unlikely that in the morning you could give your child 2 rand and say, go and eat for the whole day. And you expect the child to come back excited in the evening and say, I had a very wonderful day. When in fact you give the child previously 20 rand. But that particular day, you say, no, fine, I think 2 rand will be right for you. Or the child says, I only need 2 rand. And you as a parent say, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Save some money, that's 2 rand. But you know that the child has been living on 20 rand a day. Just to make an example.
Mr. Ambrosini, you're still on my speaker list.
You,
that
thank
will
you.
Be your second take. I'll come back to you just now. Yes. No, I was saying you are still on my speakers list. But because we are going to speak for the second time, I just needed to check whether we're going to take a second round from everybody else so that I could recompile a second list. You will be number one on that list. Is there any other comment? Okay, it doesn't appear. So it will be Mr. Ambrosini, Dr. Kornoff. Then I will try to respond to the query by Mr. Mugwena. Mr. Ambrosini?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Chairman, allow me to interject perhaps because on account of you not being there. The very exercise that Mr. Mokwena was suggesting we should have was held on that famous Friday in which the, as he puts it, the holistic approach was there because everyone was there. The problem is that everyone else on our side left early and we went to the strategic plan. On that occasion there was a suggestion that they would come back because most members were not there. A justification for the cutting of not for the less need for funding was given, but that's not where I asked the opportunity to speak. Madam Chairman, we are faced, as we have in the past, as the MOF committee do, with a committee report, which on the one hand should report our deliberations, when in fact what it does it constitutes a diligently put together summary of information in other documents, mainly the strategic report of the department to us. The report to us, we read it, we summarize, we report to the National Assembly, which is perfectly fine if that's what the committee wishes to do. But I call your attention, as I did last year, to Rule 251 sub G of the rules of this parliament and the rules of this committee, which require this report to carry minority views. I have expressed in this committee very often a view, which I don't expect to be the view of the committee. It is my view, it is a minority view, but I request it to be recorded. And that is the view that the department and the minister have thus far failed to justify why we own these enterprises, have failed to justify why they should be owned often in a situation of monopoly rather than increasing competition, especially in respect of port and harbors and electricity generation. So I request, in terms of the rule, that these views of mine, the views of my party, be recorded in the report. Thank you.
If I may just speak to the issue that Mr. Mokwena is raising first and then come to what Mr. Ambrosini is raising and try to steer this meeting towards considering what we are going to do with this strat plan and movement towards adopting the budget vote, passing the budget vote. As you know, we are at a confluence of many things. We are at a confluence of a new administration, but also government planning is normally in an MTEF cycle, where you have an outer year, an inner year, and a last year. So normally you find that allocations become bulky in the first year of the MTEF period, and then they become they reduce it. So I don't know if the department have not seen a problem. I think that is my thinking, that it could be the fact that it's at the end of MTF period, where normally the bulk of budgeting you would give out in the first year and then in the second year and then taper and then move towards the other cycle. But I think we must also be considerate of the fact that the president has announced in the next 3 years 876 billion rand, which is going to be spent in the whole within SOEs for infrastructure build. So it would look like this budget for this financial year would be largely administrative. Normally when it peaks because of the allocation that is going to the SOEs for particular reasons, sometimes for equity injections, sometimes for infrastructure build, etc., etc. But as I said, right now we have to decide what we are going to do with this allocation, because this is what has been allocated to the department. But I think we can make our comments and our observations and capture them. We can make an observation that this is a drastic decline, make that observation and record it, and we can make whatever observation that we want to make and record. At the end of the day, we have to adopt this. If there are minority views that we must reflect, we can talk about that and say what do we do about that. Normally, it is desirable not to go on a vote in the at the committee level, but the middle of the road kind of way is to record observations and, you know, to say that Mr. Ambrosini or this party wanted to make this reflected on this, and then we capture that, so that we move towards an overall adoption where we don't divide on voting. So I think we must take Mr. Mbwena's observation that this budget is very drastic, and we hope that both Parliament and government will look into the issue of SOE's performance, and that one tool that will make them to perform at mostly is to enable them to do so by giving them money. I'm not talking about bailout, but I mean equity injections for them to fulfill their mandates. That's the one observation. And Mr. Ambrosini, I don't know, I want to open Mr. Ambrosini's comments to the meeting. I don't want to unilaterally comment to them from the chair. Dr. Kornoff?
I think the presentation by the department of the budget vote and the strategic plan took place on that Friday. And that was a straightforward presentation with the interaction with the committee. And that should be reflected in the report. In the budget vote, anybody can take a position on whatever matter and raise it in the budget vote. If Mr. Ambrosini wants to raise this issue in his field, very strongly it is free democratic right to raise it in the budget vote and for the minister to respond to it. So I think that is the correct procedure to do it. Secondly, I think we need to come back to the report, because you need to adopt it. We must just make sure that when you talk about the budget vote, then you quote your figures. If you talk transfers to SOEs, that's something else. So let's just tidy it up. Because I go back to the department, when they talk the 3.9 billion, that's transfers to SOEs. But it's under the heading DPE budget. It's a bit confusing, but we need to unpack it, but you don't make a mistake, even with the wording for the figures you use. Let's just stay clear. And then to Comrade Ory, in that presentation, page by page, for the next 3 years, for each SOE, they stated over the period how much it reduces and the reasons. For PBMR, comes to an end. For the next 3 years, nothing. The NEL the same, InfraGrow the same, SAFCOL, SAA, is all spelled out here. The reasons why. So it was all presented to the committee on that Friday.
I think it raises a very important point that we must not conflate an allocation to DPE with transfers to the SOEs. We must separate the two. So the decline, if you compare the transfer to SOEs, you will see a decline. But actually, when you confine yourself to the fact that this is an allocation to the department to do its work, it's not as drastic as it would appear when you collate it with transfers to SOEs. Dr. Mangena?
Covered by Dr. Goranov in relation to the allocations. We will all remember the issues related to the PBMR and Infraco and so on. And I think that's something that is really distressful, but it reflects that kind of direction in the allocations that we have. Regarding what Dr. Grossini was saying, I think we should find a way of accommodating. I think your chair, you had said that earlier on, reflecting the different views that might have been expressed in the meeting. But some are very, you know, drastic. And I think that what Dr. Grossini is saying is a very serious, fundamental, and perhaps even ideological position that I wonder if it will find easy inclusion in the report of the committee. But I think it should be very clear that the IFP can make that pronouncement anywhere, including during the debate itself, that this, their position is that it is undesirable for us to have state-owned enterprises. It's a legitimate position that they might want to make. But we might not be, it might not be possible to put everything in the report itself.
I've not given you yet.
I'm raising my point of order.
Yes.
Part of this debate is, I think it's out of order. I've approached you on a matter of order. I have a right under the rules. You're opening what is your ruling to the committee to decide whether or not what I want to say should be in the report. I put it to you that in terms of the rules which govern this committee, my view, whether acceptable or not to my to the member, needs to be recorded as the minority view. So it is for you to decide whether on this occasion you wish to respect the rule or breach them.
You see, Mr. Ambrosini, we are deliberating on and considering the report of the strategic plan that was tabled before this committee. We are supposed to, in this meeting, say to Parliament, the department put the strat plan before us, we interrogated it, we deliberated on it, and we accept the strat plan as put before the committee. That's all we must do today. All other things we are going to on the 15th debate, the budget vote.
This is not what the rule tells you. I can't believe the chairman of the committee are instructed with such a responsibility and not required.
You have interjected me as you usually do.
Well, because what you say is just plainly incorrect,
you know,
and in your position you should say things which are correct. You should not take the liberty of not knowing the rules, Madam Chair.
You know, your chauvinistic tendency is not going to change the fact that I am sitting here and I'm chairing this meeting, and I'm telling you that this agenda before us says that we must deliberate and consider the strat plan as it was put before the committee. That is what all we have to do. And I've been accommodative enough. I said, committee should consider the possibility of, if there is any other thing that does not relate to the strat plan as was tabled, whether we can include that in your so-called minority report. And I said, there is another option which you can take. We can decide to vote, and that is an undesirable direction that I don't want the committee to take, to vote whether we accept the strat plan of the department or not. Because the strat plan comes with the budget. That's all we need to do today is to say the department put the strat plan together with the budget. We considered, we deliberated, we accept, and we report to Parliament that we have deliberated and we have accepted.
I think you're right. Dr. Ambrosini does have a point, but his point is not opposite here. Because this is what we're doing now is an annual report. This Parliament is going to be here for 5 years. And you cannot, in one of the years or 5 years, begin to bring in a fundamental thing for that particular year. Dr. Masood is right. This is going to be referred to what the President said in the House. That is, put it together, a team that is going to look at whether or not it's appropriate for the state to own enterprise. It's a fundamental thing. It's a fundamental thing, right, the lawyer. It cannot be situated in the context of one money debate that we must then say, on the basis of how a particular party feels, this radical and hefty decision must actually bring the whole country to face. It's got a good point, but it does not belong to this particular exercise. So you're absolutely correct that our job is to say, right, we had a first plan, in terms of the first plan, there was a portfolio committee agreement. Because the House will actually be shocked if we can actually drag an issue of such fundamental weight into the House, and then you must piggyback on an annual budget vote. They will actually be surprised and say, what's wrong with this committee? That does not remove the merits and the demerits of the whole exercise, but it will be seen as something completely misallocated.
Thank you, Dr. Mukwege. I've noted Dr. Van Dijk and Mr. Korenhoff, after which I will try to conclude again, redirect this meeting towards what we gathered here to do today. Dr. Van Dijk?
Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, if you can just assist me on this document, this budget vote document, is there any direction that we support or do not support the budget, or is it just begging? I can't find the words that this committee supports, because we can't say that we support the budget, because on the program for today, the notice, it's been said deliberations and consideration of the report on strategic plan and budget vote. So we as members of political parties did not have the opportunity to discuss this with our caucuses because we didn't finalize it yet. You can't go, to jump the gun and go to your caucus beforehand. So we are going to discuss this on your caucus on Thursday morning. And as you will know that normally during the budget speeches, any political party can say whether they are in accordance or not in accordance or agree or not agree. And then at the end of all the budget votes in Parliament, there will be a special sitting in the National Assembly for Parliament where we go through all the budget votes. The Speaker will go through all the budget votes one by one, and then the different political parties can say whether they agree, do not agree. Then they have a 2 minutes time if they do not agree to address Parliament or to call for a division or not call for a division. At that specific day, at the end, and I think that will be early in May, then we are going to express ourselves as political parties. We can do that verbally during our budget speeches on Thursday, and after today's meeting, I and my colleague can go to our caucus to say, listen, we propose that we support or do not support. So we are not in a position today to approve a document to say that we approve the budget. If the committee insists that we must make a decision, then we will call that it must be noted that we can't agree with that. This is the procedure.
Now, in this order, you see, at the end of 6, on conclusion, if you go right at the end of this document, it says that as a committee, we say we have considered the budget vote and the stress plan, and we recommend that the House passes the budget. You have the right there, if you are not ready to abstain, you have the right to vote against,
yes.
You have the right to vote for.
Yeah, the chairperson.
So, I'm still on the platform. I have noted Dr. Korenhoff. That is that I had wanted a unanimous, but it looks like it's not going to be possible. A unanimous decision where we say, as this committee, we recommend that the House must pass this budget vote. We will vote on it in May anyway in the House. But if you want to abstain today, you feel free to abstain.
Yes. Chairperson, if I can just react then, because you just answer now. So what we will say, we will not abstain. We will I don't know how to pronounce in English, but onselonstien stem daar teen aan teken. It must
you
be just recorded. Yeah, the secretary must just...
We are not yet there.
Yeah.
We are not yet there. I want to take Dr. Korenhoff.
Okay.
After Dr. Korenhoff, we must decide if we are deciding that in this committee at this level we are going to resolve this by voting. That's the first decision we must take after I've listened to Dr. Kornoff. Dr. Kornoff?
Okay, I think we are addressing the wrong issue now. If you look at yesterday's ATC, there are four budget reports, committee reports, labor, agriculture, transport, and health. And if you look at the reports, the only thing is what these four committees and us now, today, the speaker has referred the strat plan and the budget to the committee to consider and deliberate. What we do today is not voting, not differences of opinion. We are deliberating on the presentation the Department of Public Enterprise gave to us on that famous Friday. Okay? That's all. If we adopt the report as a committee, not as individual parties, as a committee, then it goes to the budget vote. And then you can raise your individual issues. So, if I understand correctly, when you look at the recommendations, it says the committee recommends the following issues: for labor, for health, for transport, for what? Why we are now in trouble is if you look at the report before us, it's blank. There's no recommendation of the committee, paragraph 8. 5, sorry, 5. There's nothing. Now it's a gap here. Well, that is a conclusion. Even if the committee observations, if I recall correctly, it's three recommendations just made in the passing by. And we need to apply them out whether we agree with the observations made by three individual members. The gap here is because there is no committee observations properly because of that meeting and recommendations, now we fall in the trap of saying, why? Now we're splitting. And that is not necessary. That's not the mandate of the Speaker and Parliament. Parliament wants us to put a committee report, adopt a report of the committee to say, we looked at the budget, we looked at the three plan, this is the report that we observed, and this is the recommendation. And this is not a party political recommendation, it's a committee recommendation. That's how I understand the process. If that is agreed, an ATC, like yesterday the four departments, committees, then we go into the next direction of Mr. Ambrosini to say how do we handle this now in the vote. And then we go in the end of May to the doctors and they say, then we put it to the vote, we put the schedule, and you can rewrite the thing, and you can vote the second time.
Mr. Pandanen has noticed you. You see, let's go back to 6 and rewrite 6 there to move towards what Dr. Kornoff is advising us to. You see, having considered the budget vote, I think we must state under conclusion that the committee has considered the budget vote and the strategic plan of the department. Stop there, or right now deal with the recommendations. Then we take the recommendations and the observations from the members. We put them below there, and then we submit to the speaker. Either we put the recommendations there that we want to put there, or we just say that our conclusion is that we have considered the budget vote as the structure of the department as the committee. To report to Parliament that we applied our mind to the budget. The budget was tabled and the stress plan, and we considered it as a committee. If we have recommendations to make, let's add those recommendations. If we don't have recommendations to make, let's stop right there and say that we have considered the budget vote and the stress plan of the committee and end there, because the voting would actually happen in the House. Dr. Van Dijk.
Chairperson, yes, I totally agree. I think the point number 6, the conclusion, should just read that we took note of the strat plan and the budget, and that this committee consider it. You know, we can't say anything about now the budget we pass or not pass, agree or not agree. That must be out of number 6, totally. Thank you.
So, Mr. Sonto, we will just say that our report to the have received and considered both the strat plan as well as the budget of the committee.
And that we consider it, but the
yes, we have considered.
We will express ourselves as political parties.
Yes.
Whether we agree or not.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We must say that we received and considered the budget vote and the strat plan and end there. Then we'll express all sorts of things when we debate the budget vote in the House. Mrs. Bowman?
Recommendations
will
come out to be number
will be
number 5 will be the conclusion
there. Yes. Look, we have concluded here. Is there any other recommendation? Because I didn't want to open this meeting. So maybe it's safe for us to just say that we have received and considered the strat plan and the budget vote and end there. Yes. If that is the case, that brings us to the end of this meeting. Mr. Santo, did I skip you?
I was looking at English. Underutilization of infrastructure, theft of infrastructure.
Members, maybe we need something. Can I ask any members to say yes?